Sachim chapter 2, Mishnah 1, Kol Sha'ah Shemutah Le'echol, as long as it is permitted to eat. And the Gemara says that this is going according to the opinion of Rabban Gamliel, who holds that non-consecrated items may be eaten the entire 4 hours, and then Truma, the priest's gift, can be eaten the entire 5th hour. So there's a differentiation. So as long as the priest is permitted to eat Truma, even during the 5th hour, Machel Le'Bahima, then a non-Kohen can feed his animals, l'chay l'oifus, and his livestock, his beasts and his birds, u'moichre l'noichre, and he can sell it to a non-Jew, u'mutah b'anos, and he can get other benefit from it. So all the while that the Kohen, this is according to Rabban Gamliel, all the while that the Kohen is able to eat the consecrated, the truma, chometz, so anybody else can get these benefits from it, can get general benefit from it. Avar zmano, but once the time has passed, asaba noisa, a person may not get any benefit from it at all. For lo yasek boy tanner v'kirayim, so one may not light an oven or a large stove, with it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Ein bir chametz ela shreifa, that the only way to get rid of the chametz is to burn it, meaning to burn it up, but obviously not in a way that one would get benefit from it. And Rabbi Yehuda learns this out from the laws of Noisa, a sacrifice, the sacrificial meat was supposed to be eaten up within a certain amount of time, and if it wasn't, the leftovers, the Noisar, had to be burnt. Says Rabbi Yehuda, just as the Noisar had to be burnt, so too Chometz has to be burnt up after the time for Chometz has passed. The Chachomim Omrims, but the rabbis say, Af mefarer v'zore l'ruach or matel l'yam, that it can be crumbled up and thrown to the wind, or it can be cast into the sea. And according to the sages, they have a different understanding, that when the pasuk in Noisa tells us that it has to be burnt with a fire, that's only talking about Noisa, which must be burnt in a fire. But all other Torah prohibitions need not be burnt with a fire. They can be destroyed in other ways. And chometz is included in this other prohibition. So chometz can be burnt, or it can be crumbled up and cast into the wind, or cast into the sea, says the sages.